Communion Sunday. I look so forward to partaking of communion. Because sometimes as a younger believer, as a younger man, I felt overwhelmed by life and by some of the poor choices I was making in life. By that feeling, I felt the weight of my sin. Those poor choices were more than just bad decisions. They were sin in my life. And that sin would separate me from God. It would distance me from that conscious awareness of His love and His forgiveness and His mercy for me. And sometimes I would feel like I couldn't get back to God. And that somehow, because I had made so many bad decisions, God couldn't get to me. Any of you ever feel that way? Notice, feel is the key word there. You see, many times our faith says one thing, but our feelings are saying another. And so as a young man, it was so wonderful when Communion Sunday came, because it was an amnesty day of sorts. I knew when nothing else could get me right with God, could bring me back to God, communion could do it. I could hardly wait for them to pass the little bread. I could hardly wait to take the juice. And as a little kid, the communion juice was good to the last drop. And I can remember as a little kid, just taking my tongue and getting that last drop. Do you remember that as a child? Even more than that, do you remember feeling separated from the love of God? Do you remember feeling distanced from His forgiveness? And as we're talking about feelings, let's not stop there. Do you remember that feeling of Him creating in you a clean spirit and a right heart? You see, this is that moment where God does for you what you can't do for yourself. This morning, before I invite the ushers and we pray, I read to you from the book of Psalms. This is a wonderful prayer to follow in our time of communion. This particular person's name that writes this psalm is David. Like you, like me, he has made some choices. Some choices that were to sin. And that sin left him feeling distanced and away from God. Here's the prayer. Here's the roadmap that he writes for us to follow. He simply says, Lord, have mercy on me. O God, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin, because they are always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts, and you teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me. This is a time that you and I hold these elements of His love and forgiveness for us. In one hand, you'll hold the juice that is symbolic of His blood. In the other hand, you'll hold the bread, which is symbolic of His body. And it's in that moment that you hold that you can say, Lord, just cleanse me. David says it this way, cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. As you hold the elements this morning, you can pray what David prayed. He said, wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. You see, it's only a grace that's amazing that could hide a holy face from the unholy sins in my life. Ricky Rost is going to be singing in just a moment. And as he comes, let me finish this verse that says, not only let me hear joy and gladness, but let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. And now, Lord, that you have washed me and cleansed me, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. But Lord, in this moment of communion, restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
sand and reach
with God. Well, Pastor Greg, I've never been right with God. I've never gotten right with God. Pastor, this is the first time I'm ever going to do this. I don't know how to do it. Well, friend, welcome to the club. Each of us are in the midst of learning how to stay right with God, how to get right with God. And if this is your first time, then I want to welcome you to a family of people that love God, that are working at loving Him with all of their heart, all of their soul, and what's left of all of their mind. This is the greatest moment in your whole life, whether it's your first time or your next time. The key is that you take time, and this is that. This is the moment that all of us get to bow our heads and open our hearts. So would you just close your eyes and bow your heads? And in reverence, open your heart. And right where you're seated, ask Him to wash you, to cleanse you. He knows you've sinned, so confess your sins. Take a moment to name them one at a time and ask Him to forgive you. Now, friend, that He's washed you and cleansed you like a cleaning company. He came in. While He's in, invite Him to stay now. Lord, stay in my heart and become my Savior. Take that moment. Now that He's washed you and cleansed you, invite Him in to stay and be a Savior to you. Now, for those who've maybe done it for the first time, can each and every one of us who invited Him in to stay as our Savior say amen? For the person that did that for the first time, it helps them feel a part of the family because they realize they're not alone in their need for a holy Savior. So now that He's washed you and cleansed you, He's created in you a clean heart, a pure heart. So now ask Him as your Savior to give you His joy. Some of us in this week have lost our joy, so we're going to ask Him to restore the joy of our salvation. You see, that joy is so important because Scripture tells us that joy holds His strength. So friend, if you need joy, if you've lost your joy, or if you've never had joy, this is that moment to ask Him to restore it. Scripture says, on the night before He was to be crucified, He sat down with His disciples, those He loved, just like we've done today. He broke bread with them. And as He broke that bread, He asked them to give thanks. I'd like to ask Dustin Noble to just stand and pray a prayer over the bread we're going to take. A prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. Let us with thanksgiving take the bread. Scripture says it's a symbol of His body. The body which bore the stripes of our iniquities. That by those stripes we're healed. You just took the healing presence of God into your body. So right where you're seated or standing, claim His healing for you. In the same way, Scripture says He took the wine, just as we take the juice. And He says, this is symbolic of my blood, which will be poured out for the remission of your sins. He said, before you partake of that, Scripture shows that they too prayed a prayer of thanks over this. Doug Cromer, would you stand and pray that prayer of thanksgiving this morning? Thank you. everybody said amen. With thanksgiving, partake of the juice. Amazing. Amazing grace. Good to the last drop. Do you know I've served the Lord about a long time? And as a little kid, I'd drink the last drop. But have you known? This is what I'm trying to say. I've never known this cup to not have a drop of His grace still left in it for my sins. Today, if the enemy tries to pull your past up and tell you that you're a sinner, look at the enemy and say, with your sin, return to sender, address unknown. Because Scripture says you're a new creature. That now all things, even your sin, even your things, has been washed away. Hasn't it been good to just take communion and remember Him? I know we've been encouraged to remember the Alamo, but let's remember Him today. Would you stand to your feet this morning? And would you take the next 10 seconds to just put your hands together and in a celebration of love and thanks, remember Him. Lord, we just do that in Jesus' name. We remember the cross. We remember that we are forgiven. We remember that by Your stripes we are healed. By Your blood we are forgiven. That all things are possible, even our things. That this is the day that the Lord has made, and the pants I got mad in, I am now able to get glad in. And we praised the Lord and said, amen. We're done. Have a wonderful day serving Him.